It's an early morning on Oak Street in Prince George's VLA. The street is quiet and empty, except for a small group of people loading piles of sticks and branches into the back of an old truck. They're changing a seemingly abandoned piece of land into something the entire neighborhood can use.
Right now, we are on what we call the VLA Veterans Memorial Green Space, and it's a beautiful woodlot. There's some of the most beautiful trees that you can see in Prince George. We've got First Nations neighbors. We have one chap who's an incredible artist, and he's going to do two totem poles for us. And they're going to be carved with the history and the flavor of the VLA. And that's going to be there. And this is going to be a place that people can come and be proud of.
That's Lee Stewart, and he's describing his vision for what'll soon be a community park. In the beginning, the land didn't appear to be serving any purpose to anyone. So Lee bought the land. And now, with the help of his neighbors, he's transforming it. Willow Arun is one of those neighbors, and from her lawn chair, she describes what the park looked like just a few weeks ago.
It was simply a wild, abandoned piece of land that was full of small trees, underbrush, really just a wild, abandoned area. And there was nobody using it other than perhaps some people that we didn't want to use it. So it was just abandoned property, that's all it was. And now, as you can see, it's cleared. There's a space for people to stand. We're getting some picnic tables in. We're putting a trailer at the back for gardening equipment, which will go out to the neighbors as they need it. It represents, I think, a very unique community spirit and community development, which is totally directed by the people within the area.
The VLA started off as a neighborhood for soldiers returning from the Second World War. Now it has a reputation for crime, drugs, and poverty. When I ask Lee about what he's seen in the neighborhood over the years, he pauses and takes a drag from his cigarette.
What we're trying to do is draw together the VLA. One of the things that we have had problems in the VLA, as they have everywhere else in Prince George and, in fact, B.C. Many years ago, I've been here 15 years, I had a young girl dancing in the middle of the street one time, as if no one was there. And I watched that, and it was an absolutely beautiful thing to see. And I said to her, I said, "Sweetheart, what are you doing?" And she says, "I'm dancing." I said, "What music are you listening to?" And she says, "I'm listening to a symphony." She was a little five-year-old girl, and I've seen her grow up, and now she has unfortunately been drawn into the drug life, and that sort of really annoyed me because I've lost a lot of friends to drugs. I've lost more friends than I can count on my hands and toes.
Lee would be the first to admit that the park is just a start. He knows there's much to be done to change what happens in the VLA and the reputation the neighborhood has. That's why everyone there has more planned for the park than just benches and swing sets.
Firstly, we're going to have a Halloween party here in a short time, and we're going to have neighborhood parties here, block parties, if you will, or similar to block parties, down the way a bit. If we can get a group of kids, for the sake of argument, together, we prepare a work party, and the work party can go down a list of people who need help. Let's take Winter, for example. Well, if we have five or six kids who go out and clear the sidewalk for contributions that these people can afford, that is community spirit unlike anything else in Prince George. And I believe we can get there because by then we will know our neighbors, we will have met our neighbors, we will have worked with our neighbors.
That feeling of knowing your neighbor is also what Maureen Dwyer is looking forward to. And while she's raking up fallen leaves, she daydreams about what the park will look like months down the road. And for her, it's all about the simple things.
In the summertime, when that's like next summer, I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. I'm just really excited about that. Kids playing, picnics happening. People in the neighborhood just getting together and have a block picnic, you know. And yeah, I can't wait to see the green grass. Flowers, birds chirping. I hope it's not going to be a long winter.
For CBC Radio, I'm Shams Samara.
Thanks to Sham Samara for that story. If you'd like to see the park, it will actually be hosting a haunted forest tomorrow night for Halloween. It's located at 2307 Oak Street, and the event starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And a reminder, if you have not yet heard it, you can listen to our special series about the VLA in Prince George. That's up on our website at cbc.ca/daybreaknorth.